We're talking with Dr. Margaret Altemus about anxiety disorders in women. Dr. Altemus is director of the Payne Whitney Women's Program, which provides evaluations and treatment for women with reproductive-related psychiatric conditions at the Weill Medical College Department of Psychiatry. She's also an adjunct faculty member at the Rockefeller University in New York City, and she conducts biological research on the effects of hormones on moods. Dr. Altemus, let me ask you, women seem to be more likely to experience an anxiety disorder than men. Is that actually the case?
It does seem to be the case. For almost every anxiety disorder, for PTSD, for social phobia, panic, it does not seem to be as true for OCD. So OCD seems to be have a more even sex ratio, but all the other ones are more anywhere from 2 to 3 times more common in women. And this is, to me, one of the big mysteries about the pathophysiology of anxiety. I think this is so, clinically it's so evident, but we really have not been able to tease out any effects in animal studies that will help us explain the sex difference. I think if we can explain it, we're going to get some clues that will be helpful for men as women and women to help develop new treatments.
Well, I was going to ask you if there are any likely causes that you know of.
No, no, you know, they've done studies in, it's very interesting when you do animal studies and so give rodents estrogen, they seem to be less anxious. So it doesn't seem to be related to estrogen. And it even happens in children, girls are twice as anxious as boys. So it's even before the menstrual cycle starts, you see this sex difference. So I think it's either something genetic, like something that has to do with women's the X chromosome or genes that are turned on by the X chromosome, or it could be the different hormonal environment in utero. But at this point, I'd say we really don't know what it is.
So that's an area for future research.
Yeah, and there's a lot of differences between men and women's brains.
So women have these milestone moments in their lives, such as menstruation, pregnancy, postpartum, menopause, and others. Are anxiety disorders more likely to develop in relation to these experiences?
Well, first, let's start with the menstrual cycle. So premenstrually, I think the type of anxiety that some women get premenstrually is much more of a tension, irritability, hypersensitivity to stimuli. So they'll call it anxiety, but it doesn't really match up with any particular anxiety disorder. And when you look at women with anxiety disorders, the one that really seems to worsen premenstrually is OCD. The other ones, it's not so clear that they get worse premenstrually.
What kinds of treatments do you recommend for women who experience any kind of anxiety disorder?
Oh, you know, if we could back up for one
sure,
minute, because there's
I'm
something,
sorry.
That's okay. I just want to mention about pregnancy. As one thing that I think a lot of us miss is that about 20% of women have antithyroid antibodies, and it doesn't cause them any problems. But postpartum, if you have antithyroid antibodies, the levels shoot up very high, and anywhere from 30 to 40% of women with antithyroid antibodies will get actually clinically hyperthyroid postpartum, and that will really make their anxiety worse. So if someone 3 to 4 months postpartum is getting a lot much more anxious, that would be something to look into.
Now, what about menopause? That's something that people talk about anecdotally about having all sorts of changes.
Right. So with menopause, unfortunately, we don't know a lot about the incidence of whether anxiety disorders get worse with menopause. But it looks like women continue to have more anxiety than men, even postmenopausally. One thing that can make anxiety a lot worse during the perimenopausal transition is hot flashes. So hot flashes happen during those about 5 years of perimenopause and for a few years post, after women stop having their periods. And those can really make things like panic worse. So one approach might be to treat those, might give some people some additional relief.
So now we can talk about treatments. So what do you recommend for women who experience an anxiety disorder at any point of their life?
Well, number one is that we have to remember that 50% of pregnancies are unplanned. So even if you're not planning to get pregnant, it's good to have in mind, you know, to be educated about what the effects of your medications would be if you got pregnant. You know, so you need to plan ahead. And if women are planning a pregnancy, I would take that year or so period before then to try to get on the lowest dose of medication possible, and possibly by increasing their psychotherapy treatments or getting their life to be less stressful. So I think plan ahead, and number two, be educated. We do know that most of the common treatments for anxiety, like benzodiazepines and serotonin reuptake inhibitors do not seem to be a high risk of causing birth defects. So we feel, you know, fairly comfortable with them in terms of the first trimester and causing birth defects. And then the risks are of being on SSRIs. There are some risks. There's maybe an increased risk of pulmonary hypertension, but that's still very rare, even with the increased risk. And there's some irritability, possibly in the first few days postpartum. Overall, the risks seem to be low. For benzodiazepines, we know less about the risks on the baby's development.
So by and large, treatments during pregnancy are generally considered safe, along with under doctor supervision, of course?
Yeah, I mean, always we don't know as much as we would like about brain development, so if you could switch over and control your symptoms more with more intensive psychotherapy, I would definitely recommend that. And then in lactation, the levels seem to be quite low in the baby's bloodstream, so even though the medications get into the mother's milk, the levels there are much lower than the kinds of concentrations that people take in a pill. So, and then the babies do seem to metabolize them. So,
all very interesting and helpful information. Thank you so much, Dr. Altemus. And this is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.